With the new regulations in place, cruise ships that travel through Alaska's Inside Passage will have better wastewater treatment systems than some coastal communities. Hale says no untreated sewage is allowed to be dumped anymore, and the legislation closed so-called donut holes, parts of the ocean that were just outside of state jurisdiction. The main activity that the new regulations now allow is the use of mixing zones.
And that's very similar to all other industries and municipalities in the state of Alaska. So they all have mixing zones. It's a little bit controversial relative to cruise ships. It's a very standard practice when we are actually permitting wastewater discharges.
Ketchikan has numerous mixing zones for the various wastewater permits allowing discharge into the Tongass Narrows. They include the city of Ketchikan's Charcoal Point Wastewater Treatment Facility, Point Higgins School, seafood processors, the shipyard, the Coast Guard, Valner View Mobile Home Park, and the airport, among many others. Mixing zones allow discharge to exceed the standards for certain contaminants as long as the standards are met within a certain distance of that initial discharge. In other words, it becomes diluted fairly quickly after it hits the water. Hale says mixing zones for cruise ships are a little different because ships move.
The cruise ship defines two different regulatory mixing zones, one for discharge underway and one for discharge at 6 knots or less or stationary. And primarily that 6 knots or less or stationary is for stationary vessels, but we kind of had to make a break point. So if you're going faster than 6 knots, you get covered under one mixing zone. If you're going slower, you're covered under another.
Hale says some members of the public were concerned that the permits for cruise ships wouldn't protect the ocean enough, but she says her division wrote the permits in a way that treats cruise ships like other wastewater discharge systems.
When we do our modeling and when we establish limits, we do that so that the water is protected, so that water quality is protected for the uses that that water is used for.
Hale says the water must be safe enough for a fish to pass through the area within 15 minutes and not be affected. She notes that it's possible for cruise ships to treat wastewater so that it meets all standards before the water is ever released into the ocean, but she says it's not practicable.
This is our regulatory definition for practicable. It's available and capable of being done, taking into consideration cost, technology that actually exists, and logistics in light of overall project purposes. So what practicable means is it has to make sense.
More details about the draft cruise ship wastewater permit program is available on the Division of Water's website. That's also the place to go to find out how to submit comments. The comment period closes May 23rd. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.